Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead, amen, with a couple of announcements. Glory to God. You know, if you missed it on yesterday, you really missed a treat. Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, she walked the dog. My God, my God. She walked him up and down the road. Good God Almighty. Amen. And she couldn't hardly hold on to the dog that she was walking. But good God Almighty, she walked the dog. She did an awesome job on yesterday. It was Saturday. The show was Faith Come By Hearing. And Elder show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It was awesome, just awesome, just awesome. She didn't miss a beat. It was just an awesome show. So you can go back and hear it. Amen. Glory to God. It's all on Blog Talk, so you can go back and hear the show. I want you to definitely go back and hear it because Elder make some really, really good points about obeying leadership, you know, and different things. So you want to go back and hear that. And when you hear that message, take heed to what you're hearing. Don't just hear it and do nothing about it. When you hear it, if it's you, just change it. Change whatever it is you're doing. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to tell anybody. Just go ahead and ask God to help you to be a better person, to help you to obey your leadership even the more. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in every Sunday to hear a word from the Lord. Glory to God. And then if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I don't want you to miss it. After I finish, you can go and take a break, and then you can go back, amen, and listen and get ready for Minister Elaine Jackson's show that comes up next. And then on Tuesday night, oh, my God, hallelujah, the Impact Power Team, husband and wife, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Oh, my God. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And as you know, they've been talking about that Holy Ghost power. Oh, good God Almighty. And you don't want to miss it. They're going to follow up, amen, and do that Holy Ghost power on Tuesday if the Lord say so. Let me add that. Glory to God. Because it's been such an awesome, awesome show. Glory to God. And you don't want to miss the upcoming show on Tuesday night. They walk the dog also. My God, it's just awesome to hear the teaching about the Holy Ghost power. Glory to God that's living on the inside of you, living in the earth today. Glory to God. Amen. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, these are the two that you want to hook up with. Go on Facebook and hit them up and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You know, it's in the house. Glory to God. It's in the house. So, you know, you want to know where you need to go, what you need to do, and how you need to get there. Then I'm encouraging you to hit them up, Pastor Joseph Riles and Apostle Yvonne Riles. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Riles on Facebook. Go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need is. Glory to God. And who knows, you might even get a call from them. But I want you to go over and hit them up and let them know. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. It's an awesome, awesome all the week ministry that you will receive, amen, by phone, by email, however you may want it. Glory to God. It's up to you. We're only asking for $25 or more. Come on now. When we go out to eat, we spend more than $25. Sometimes you go out, I'm like, wow, what did I eat? When they bring the ticket back, I said, my gosh, what did I get? My God. So, you know, we spend more than $25. So come on out and come on and show them, amen, some love and join and be a blessing. Glory to God. Because guess what? This ministry will bless you. And you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a lot of the believers who do not mind praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we will stay in contact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to join and see where this will take you. Glory to God. It will take you beyond where you could even imagine. Glory to God. If you can only imagine, it will go above and beyond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, with all that and all those announcements in mind, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead and see if anybody wants prayer. If you want prayer, just press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good and all the time he's good. I don't see anyone press the 1. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as we come before you on today, Lord God. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Father, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on this day, Lord God, that you have made, oh Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those that have hearing problems, Lord, those that have hearing loss, huh? Oh my God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The ringing in the ears, Lord God, we decree and we declare that it shall stop right now. Oh, glory to God. And it's healed by your stripes, huh? Because you said it in your word, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, that everyone, Lord God, oh my God, is looking for a personal blessing, Lord God. Not something that people can give them, but only the blessings, Lord God, that you can give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we ask you to bestow it upon them today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them know, Lord God, that it's from you. Only you can do, Lord God. Oh my God, huh? Only that Holy Ghost power can do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just pray right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you strengthen them in their mind, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for their comfort. We pray, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, that it rests upon them like never before, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now for the children that are starting to school, Lord. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Huh? Lord, let every parent be active in their life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord. Let them go to school with them, Lord God, and let them see what they're doing, Lord God, on a day-to-day basis, Lord God, not just at the beginning, Lord God, but all down through the years, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let them pray and let them seek you, Lord, as the children get ready, Lord God, to leave the school, leave, Lord God, home and go to the school, oh Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to let your angels camp around each and every bus, each and every car, Lord God, rider, in the name of Jesus. Leave no stones unturned, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them be sober in their mind, oh God. Let them have the mind of Christ, Lord, as they go and as they journey, Lord God, on their way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, to prepare, oh my God, oh glory to God, a table before the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the bullying in the schools, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep them at peace, Lord God. And Lord God, just let them rest in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let them keep their mind stayed on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, oh my God, that have high blood pressure. Father God, we call it out right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal them everywhere they hurt right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Their blood pressure shall regulate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. Those that need healing in their knees, God. Someone has pains in their knees in the name of Jesus. They can't hardly walk. But we speak to those pains right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, healthy, and whole. Oh, my God, every joint pain. Oh, God, we cast it back into the sea in the name of Jesus. Those joint pains, oh, my God, is healed by his stripes. Oh, my God, glory to God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We know you to be the miracle worker, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you to be the mind regulator, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you said in your word that those that keep their mind stayed on you, Lord, you would keep them in perfect peace. Lord, we ask for the peace of God to rest on them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that person that had those joint pains in their knees, glory to God. If you're on this line, press the 1. Hallelujah. I did pray for you. Glory to God. But you don't have to tell me, amen, glory to God, who you are. But I would like to know where you're calling from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if not, we're going to move on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Glory to God. You know, we always quote that phrase, but do you really, really believe it? Glory to God. Do you really, really believe it? You say God is good all the time, you know, and all the time God is good. And I remember I've said this before, and I just hear it coming back to my remembrance. That, you know, do you really, really, truly believe it? Glory to God. You know how some people's mind is really conformed to the way the world system is. Glory to God. It's not, hallelujah, conform to God is good all the time. When things start to happen, do you still believe God is good all the time? Or do you just start to cry and, you know, and moan and groan and just carry on like you did? Forgot about what you just said, God is good all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, you got to keep your mind stayed on Christ, because if you don't, everything else is going to fail, and that his word will never pass away. Glory to God. So if we keep our minds in the word, keep reading the word, keep praying the word, keep seeking the word of God, then guess what? We're keeping our minds, amen, wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the word of God. So we'll have something to feed on. Hey, if you don't do nothing, then you ain't got nothing. Glory to God. That means if you don't cook or if you don't go out and get you something to eat, glory to God, guess what? You don't have nothing to feed on. Glory to God. That's the same way the word is. If you don't read it, if you don't meditate it, if you don't pray it, then you got nothing. Glory to God. When trials come, my God, let's go on with the message. Hallelujah. I'm going to title this message on today, Walking with a Renewed Mind. Glory to God. Let's start at the first verse. Amen. Chapter 12, Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Acceptable, you know. You know, God don't dwell in no unclean place. You know that, right? Glory to God. You know, your body has to be clean. Your whole mind has to be clean. You know, that's what we have to do. It's your reasonable service. Think about it, your reasonable service. He gave his only begotten son, glory to God, for us. So he made us so we can go back and tell others about Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So it's your reasonable service. That's the least you can do. That's the most you can do, is to present your body for him to be used by the Lord. Glory to God. But, you know, sometimes we think that this body belongs to us and I can do what I will. I can say what I want. I can go where I want to. No, not so. Hallelujah. Because he ain't going to dwell in that unclean place. If you want to be used, hallelujah, you're going to have to do it right. If you want to be used, you're going to have to cut some stuff loose. You know, I've said so many times, there are even people that you have to cut them loose. So they don't want to go the same way you go. So, hey, just cut them loose. It's okay. But understand, what you do, you pray for them after you know, just let them go. And then you say, you know what, Lord, send somebody by, Lord God, send someone by to give them a word from you. Because, you know, one plant, one water, and God gives the increase. So that's what you got to do. You can't just stay in that place and, you know, and feel sad. But no, you pray for them. The more you pray, glory to God, then he'll send somebody by to give them a word, even though if you had to stop hanging around them, it's okay. It's okay. Because it's your reasonable service to serve the Lord, glory to God. And in that, praying for people also. But you got to be right. You got to live a holy lifestyle. Let's move on. Glory to God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Glory to God. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, let's look at that word conformed. You know, when it says be not conformed to the world, you can't be like the world. You can't live like the world. You can't act like the world. You can't have an attitude like the world. You can't live by the world system. You got to live a holy lifestyle. You got to live the God system. Glory to God. When he was talking about being transformed, you know, that means you're going to be made all over again. But guess how you get transformed? Think about it. You got to read. You got to pray. I know you've heard it many times, but, you know, sometimes we just don't get it. It has to come, amen, again for us to get it. You got to pray. You got to read. You got to meditate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to get, let me just put it like this. You got to get in one church and stay in one church and stop church hopping. Just because somebody looked at you wrong. Well, I don't know why they looked at me like that. Glory to God. If God has placed you in a place and you getting what you need, it don't matter how they may look at you. Just understand you are there for a purpose. You are there to get what you need for your mind to be transformed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And renewed. So it don't even matter. Glory to God. You got to make a really dramatic change. You really got to cut some of the stuff off right away. You know, when you say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Okay, yes, you say, yes, you are by his grace. Yes, you are. But guess what? It's time to put all that foolishness to the side. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I've been looking at some stuff, and I look at people, and I look at different things, and I say, Lord, that's something. They say, I love you. And I say, Lord, now, if I love you, like I say I love you, I'm not going to go, I'm going to be, hold up, let's back it up a little bit. Now, if I love him, like I say I love him, then I'm going to do what I can do, amen, to please him. I'm not going to go, hallelujah, I'm going to be in church, I'm going to be in the choir, I'm going to sing, glory to God, hallelujah, lift up total hands, I surrender it all to you, Lord God, oh, yes, Lord, falling all out, and then you're going to the club, good God Almighty, you're over the prayer team, then you're going to the club, glory to God, and then you're sitting up there looking, and you're drinking, and you're tipping, and you're dipping, and slipping. What kind of example are you setting, glory to God? That's not a real good example. So that means your mind hadn't really been transformed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. My God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measures of faith. You know, some people just think that they just got it going on and nobody else matter, you know, and they talk about others like, you know, they just don't matter. Well, let me shed a little light on it for you. It's okay, hallelujah. You got, you know, your 4 degrees, yes, you got them all. You've been to Stanford, you've been to Harvard, you know, and you've been to the best schools and you have a degree. That's good. All that's good. That's fine and dandy. But are you forgetting, oh, glory to God? You say you belong to Jesus, glory to God. But then you're talking down on your brother and your sister instead of helping them. You know, sometimes you can get in conversation with people and, you know, you may say something wrong, glory to God, and you're like, okay, well, that's not it. That is not what that is. Oh, okay, well, what do you think it is then? Come on, tell me what it is. Well, it's like this and it's like that. And I know, have you seen everybody, glory to God, wants to be a prophet? Everybody wants to be a pastor. God has a place for you in the ministry. Yes, he do. We're all called to ministry. Yes, and yes, and yes. You know, but there's a difference, glory to God. So you don't look down on others just because they may not be where you are. They may not have gotten what you got. Glory to God. I know this person, and I'm not going to call their name. There's one thing I notice, glory to God, never once do they ever try to tear you down. If it's something that you don't have, if they know more than you do, they never try to tear you down. Is it, well, you know what, maybe, it was just, that they didn't learn back then, different things, and, however, and, they never tear you down, never, never. I've never heard them. Glory to God. It's always lift up. Hallelujah. I don't care who it is. It could be the terrible person. They're going to find the good stuff in them. Glory to God. And that's a good thing. But just because you got all your degrees, and like I said, you went to Harvard, and you went to all the expensive schools, and you have all the degrees, you got them hanging from wall to wall, treetop tall, that don't make you, amen, no better than nobody else. So stop looking down on people. Learn how to look up at people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you do for others, amen. This don't come back on you. Remember that. Glory to God. Whatsoever a man soweth, also that he shall reap. Hallelujah. So just remember, glory to God. Don't put them down. Lift them up. We're in a place now where God wants us to go out and minister to others. Glory to God. It's that time for you to go out and tell somebody else about Jesus. It ain't about you and your foe and no more. Good God Almighty. You're always thinking about you, your foe, and no more. It ain't no more people going to get saved. Glory to God. But he said all can be saved. But you know, he's trying to build you up. Hallelujah. You've been going to church over 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years, and you're still in the same place. Come on now, ask Jesus, amen, fall out on the floor, hallelujah, lay it out on the floor, you're naked or whatever you want to do, that's fine, but ask him to take that stuff out of you so you can go and minister to others, amen, effectively. That's why, hallelujah, so many times you think about just your fault being saved and no more. Because you said, okay, I'm all right, Yeah, you may be all right, but there's somebody out there that needs what you got. But if you're still acting the same way you were acting 5 years ago, something ain't right. Something just ain't right. Let's move on. Number 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Let's go to 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now understand, let's move on. Let's move on to 7. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Understand right here, glory to God, as I have read, there's many different gifts, but people don't have the same gift. And it's okay. But if you would stay in your lane, if you would stay in your lane, glory to God, remember now, you're a parked car. Amen. Whenever you get ready to, let's say you're at the light. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to use this car over on the other side of you? What are you going to do? Are you going to just run over there in that lane? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or are you going to stay in your lane to go on down the road till you get at a certain point, and then you may get over? So understand, even in ministry, glory to God, you've gone on down the road, hallelujah, and do what it is you're supposed to do. And when the time comes, God may put you over in another lane, in another gift, glory to God, hallelujah, because he can give you as many gifts as he wants to, glory to God. But you got to perfect the one where you are, glory to God, hallelujah. Because guess what? We are one in Christ. Yes, we are. But it's many different gifts in the body. So, every gift will work. But guess what? The one person has to work that gift first before he can take you any higher. You know, if you give, if you like giving, you love giving, and he's giving you that gift, then continue to give. Glory to God. If you, he's giving you the gift to teach, you can teach, amen, so profoundly and so prophetically. Just go ahead and keep on teaching, baby, because guess what? Sooner or later, he'll move you into another realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if he's giving you the gift to preach, preach the house down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if he made you, told you you are a prophet, hallelujah, and you can prophesy, go ahead. I ain't said prophesy. I said prophesy. Go ahead, hallelujah, and tear the house down with it. Glory to God. This person, that person, whatever he gives you to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can do it, my God. But stay in your lane, hallelujah. Don't try to come outside of your lane. You know, there's just sometimes, you know, you can watch so much TV, and I learned that. You can watch so much TV, and you can watch so many people ministering on TV till you try to pick it up. You try to mimic what they're doing. Hallelujah. But, you know, we're individual people, you know, and each one of us are individually different, you know. So if you're praying, if you're seeking the Lord, you're asking God to help you, and you're reading the word of God, and you're renewing your mind, and you're doing all this, and you're praying, hallelujah, you're speaking in tongues, glory to God, and you're calling on the Holy Ghost to help you, good God Almighty, then you're going to have your own ministry. You ain't got to go and get nobody else's, hallelujah, and you don't have to go and mimic no one else. So we need to check ourselves and make sure that we're staying in our lane, so we can go down the road with Jesus doing what he called me to do. Because guess what? If I'm mimicking somebody else, then guess what? I'm going to miss, hallelujah, what he want me to do exactly. Hallelujah. Because I'm trying to be something that he ain't told me to be. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. You know, we ought to hate evil. We ought to just downright hate evil. You know, sometimes you can get so caught up, hallelujah, you're thinking the bad things are the good things are bad and the bad things are good. Glory to God. But you ought to hate it. You ought to just hate it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, you ought to just love, hallelujah, love genuine. You know, love, amen, is not puffed up. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's like thinking you're more than what you is. And, you know, okay, well, I tell you, I love you, but you know what? People can tell if you really, really love them or not. They can tell. Hallelujah. You know, some people that I know, you know, sometimes when I go in the house, you know, I grab them, I hug them, and they'll hug me. I say, honey, that was fake. I said, I don't believe that. That was just fake. Glory to God. Because you can tell when they put them little two fingers together and kind of pat you on the back. Glory to God. That ain't real love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're just doing it because they just something that, you know, because someone else is hugging them. You know, you got to show genuine love. If you can talk to people, amen, with a calm heart, a calm mind, and then, you know, get your point across. Glory to God. Yes, you do. But then you're showing them love. Yeah, I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to holler. I love you, but I'm going to tell you like it is. My God. Hallelujah. You know, fakeness, you can fool some people, hallelujah, dissimulation means fakeness. You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool people all of the time, because sooner or later it's going to come out. You know, you say you love Jesus, sooner or later, people are going to see whether you love him or not. They're going to see by your actions what you're doing, how you're doing, and how you treat other people. That can't be the love of God right there. No, you doing that to somebody? Uh-uh. But let me help you out with this. Now, there are some that ain't going to see the good, no way, because their eyes are blinded. Glory to God. The blinders have not came out their eyes, so they can't see the Jesus in you. Glory to God. That's why you have to ask God to help them and take the blinders off so they can see. All they want to see is, well, you know, hold up, wait a minute. No, they doing that. They telling these people this. They shouldn't be doing that. Glory to God. But there's a time and a place for everything. You ain't going to just let people walk over you now. Glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. He didn't tell us to do that. You know, but you always give a kind answer to the wrath. Glory to God. And guess what? It calms them down to the anger. Yes, it does. But you know, hallelujah, fake people, you'll see them. You'll know them. You will know them. Yes, you will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. Glory enough about the fake people. Glory to God. Let's move on. You got to cleave to that. That's good. Glory to God. When you cleave to the Lord thy God, ain't nobody can tell you nothing. When you're cleaving to this word, hallelujah, you won't be misled. When you're cleaving, hallelujah, and seeking him for everything, hallelujah, and when you're seeking him for all things, hallelujah, whatever you need, the spiritual things, he said, seek ye first my kingdom, hallelujah. That means you seek this word. Lord, how do you want me to treat this person? Now, how should I act over here, Lord God? You told me not to gossip over there with old Sister Roro Nim, glory to God, because all they're going to do is take back what you said and tell somebody else, glory to God, and get it all twisted. Lord, you told me, Lord God, not to walk over here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in this area, because you said it wasn't a good area to walk in. So why? Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. When the Holy Ghost is living on the inside, then you're going to hear what it's saying unto you. Glory to God. You know, I woke up, amen, glory to God, early on this morning. Hallelujah. And I said, Holy Ghost, it's your day. Glory to God. You come on and show me what you want me to do. I said, walk with me. Suck with me. Let's go on down the road. Good God Almighty. I couldn't hardly stand myself after I said that. Glory to God. I started wanting to run around the house. Glory to God, and it crunk up on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It wasn't no old car either. It wasn't no old Chevy, baby. Glory to God. It was a Mercedes. It crunk up on the inside. My God. And it began, hallelujah, to give me joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable and full of glory. My good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So you know when they've been preaching about the Holy Ghost power on the inside, glory to God, wake it up. Hallelujah. It'll show you some things. It'll make you even treat them that done slapped you in the face. Hallelujah, right. Glory to God. It'll make you treat them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That done talked about your ministry. Huh? Oh, good God Almighty. Let me help you out here. My God, my God. It don't matter what they said. Hallelujah. But when you're doing it for the right reason, when you're going on down the road with Jesus, you ain't going to worry about what people are saying. Glory to God. My God, my God. Because understand, he done renewed your mind. Because what you doing, he said, do it as unto me. Glory to God. It's not because they hate you. They hate, hallelujah, who you stand for. They hate Jesus. That's what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't think that they have got nothing against you. It ain't nothing against you. Glory to God. My God. They hate the Jesus in you. Glory to God. That's what it is. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, ain't it good? Ain't it good? Ain't it good? Hallelujah. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. You know, sometimes, you know, he said, give honor where honor's due. Hallelujah. Sometimes you learn stuff from other people and you can't say, well, you know what? Hold up. Let me tell you something. I learned that from Sister So-and-so over there. She told me that. That's where I learned it from. Always remember to keep a mind. If you want your mind transformed, you got to keep a mind, an open mind, glory to God, so you can learn some stuff. But if you always come out your 3 degrees, I'm sorry, your 4 degrees, your wall plastered with all 4 degrees, glory to God, everywhere you go, can't nobody tell you nothing, hallelujah. You ain't going to learn nothing. Glory to God. And guess what happens, thank you, Lord, in that situation? You keep repeating the same old things over and over and over again, the same old mistakes. Glory to God, over and over again, because can't nobody tell you nothing. That's why you go to Bible study. That's why you make sure that you hear. Ah, I like it when the other was saying, if you can't do what your leader said, go on, hallelujah. Find you another place to go. Glory to God. It was just awesome. Hallelujah. And you listen at what they're saying. Hallelujah. Like I always say it, I say this all the time, I know, but I'm going to say it again. Write it down. Hallelujah. Make it plain. Hallelujah. So you can go back and read it. I was just reading some stuff on the other day, amen, that I had wrote down. And I'm a good writer, hallelujah, and I write it quick. If I ever get quiet, you can forget. I'm going to have everything you said and then some. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And that's what you do. But if you can't, hallelujah, glory to God, I understand. Hallelujah. Some people can remember it. Hallelujah. But me, I have to write it down. Hallelujah. I have to have paper. Hallelujah. I can go back and look at it. And that's what you got to do. My God, my God. You know, give honor where honor's due. If you know somebody, it's okay. You know what? They did tell me that. You know what? They learned me that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for them. That's what you got to say. You know, I thank God they did teach me that. You know, don't just take all the honor for yourself. Well, you know, oh, Lord, if I have heard this 100 times, I tell you, I know. Well, listen, you might know, but let somebody help you and bring it back. That's what the Holy Ghost is there for, to bring it back to your remembrance so he can use somebody else to bring it back to your remembrance. Well, you don't forget, glory to God, hallelujah. That's the trouble, amen. Now, we got so many, I know people, till we got none that want to listen. He said, listen, amen, have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. Well, if you ain't listening, you ain't getting nothing. Glory to God. Let's move on. Not slouchful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continually, instantly in prayer. Glory to God. You got to continue to pray. I don't care. Sometimes all hell could be breaking loose, but you got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. If you can't do nothing but just sit there and rock and say, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hear my prayer, Lord, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Jesus, hey, glory to God. If you can't do nothing but sit there and call on him, glory to God, you're praying, hallelujah, glory to God. Remember, there's one that makes intercession for us. Hey, glory to God, it's Jesus Christ. So if you can't get it out, hallelujah, he hear your cry. Hey, and he'll answer you by and by. Good God Almighty, he hear you, hallelujah. Just sit there and call on the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. But learn how to pray and continue to pray, hallelujah. You know what's like it now in the world? People praying. You have some people pray, yes. But you know what? People aren't praying, hallelujah, a whole lot. Some are not. They say, yeah, I pray every day. But listen, hold up now, wait a minute. You might pray every day, but that goes back to how are you living every day. Hallelujah. So you got to live right. Yes, he hear your prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to live right. You want that fervency of prayer, you know, and continue in prayer. And when you have tribulations, hallelujah, glory to God, then you'll know how to stand and stand there for. You ain't got to be moved. My God, my God. Yes, you may pray every day. What do? You say, well, you know what, Lord, okay, I'm here, Lord. Lord, bless them. Lord, take them. Lord, keep them. Yes. And then guess what? You're on the phone for 40 and 50 minutes. Glory to God. You only said 1 minute of prayer. Glory to God. Now, you weigh the difference. Weigh the difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are people got to get back to prayer. We got to get back to that fervency of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just shut it all down and get back to that fervency of prayer. Because I do believe there's an urgency of us praying. Hallelujah. Now, so we need to get back to that place in prayer, huh? Because I know the saints are going through. Amen. But guess what? We got to get back to that effectual fervency of prayer. Hallelujah. Lifting up the name of Jesus, calling on him, hallelujah, praying in your holy language, glory to God, my God, only language that you and him know, glory to God, hallelujah, hey, my God, that's what we got to get to, hallelujah. You know, prayer is just not a one-day thing, and it ain't a two-minute thing. It's going to, you have to continue, hallelujah, and when he say you know not what to pray, oh, good God Almighty, there's one that maketh intercession for you, huh? Hey, yes, glory to God, it is, hallelujah, huh? But you got to continue in prayer, huh? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, huh? He says, store up in heaven, hallelujah, huh? Where the rust and the moths won't eat up, huh? Oh, glory to God, huh? Don't store your treasures, hallelujah, on heaven and in earth, glory to God. You got to store your treasures in heaven, glory to God. That means you got to continue in prayer, huh? So glory to God, when all those tribulations and all those trials start to hit you back to back, it sometimes won't give you no rest. Yes, glory to God. But you already got some prayers stored up. Hallelujah. Then you can make a withdrawal from the bank. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That will sustain you. But if you ain't praying, you ain't got none. Hallelujah. And that's where the Holy Ghost come in and give you that staying power. Give you that praying power. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on to 13. Distributing to the necessities of saints, given to hospitality. Those that give, let them give. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, people will give. They say they'll give their shirt off their back, and some will. Glory to God. But you know what? There are some that don't appreciate it. And I just got to tell you like it is. It don't, no matter what you do and how hard you do it, there are some just do not appreciate it. They're not. They don't. Glory to God. So we always say, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine. You understand it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got the gift, if you are have a giving heart, then by all means you give. Glory to God. He said, give and it shall be given. Good measures. Hallelujah. So you gotta understand he's gonna measure it and give it right back to you. And it may not be the way you want it, but he's gonna give it to you the way you need it. Now you gotta always figure out, amen, glory to God, when you're reading the words, it's okay, Lord. Now what are you saying about this? Hallelujah. Don't let me get it wrong. Let me get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you're saying in the word. Hallelujah. You know, you got to have that conversation with him, and you got to have that staying power to stay with him until he answers you. Glory to God. Don't just walk away. My God, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. You know, when he said bless and curse not, that means, you know, even though they have persecuted you, and understand they're persecuting Jesus. When people persecute people, amen, those the man and woman of God, and, you know, the ministers, the teachers, the pastors, and all that good thing, you know, they're not persecuting them. They're persecuting Jesus. But, you know, they don't even think like that. That's why the word is so important to renew your mind. Glory to God. Because when you're persecuting, amen, them, you're persecuting Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to remember, hallelujah, keep your mouth off them people. Hallelujah. Don't put your mouth on them pastors. Don't put your mouth on them apostles. Don't put your mouth on them prophets. Glory to God. Touch them not. Hallelujah. My anointed, he said. I read in the scripture that said, even those that say they are anointed, don't touch them. Hallelujah, my God. Glory to God. Because some don't know if they're anointed or not, for real. Glory to God. But he said, don't touch them. Let's move on. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You know, sometimes people can be down and out, but that's that person that exhorts. He will come on in and, you know, and give them a kind word and give them a good word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get there with them and start talking about a pity party. You know, that person that have that gift of exhortation, before they leave, amen, that person should be feeling very good. And you know what? I feel better. Now, I needed that. You know, even though if it's just you can sometimes tell a joke, a good clean joke, you know, and it'll make them feel better. You know what? I needed that. I thank you for that. Glory to God. That person that can exhortation that can help that person to get through a hard time by giving them testimony, then that's what they do. That's their gift. Glory to God. And it's okay, hallelujah, you know, and you know, laughter is good for the soul, hallelujah. It's just like a medicine, the word says. Now, you know, that's how you know when you know that you know that you know, because you stay in that word, and you know what he's saying in his word, glory to God. So it's okay, hallelujah. Let's go on. Be of the same mind, one towards another, mind not high things, but condensed to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Let's move to 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. You know, don't make one person, just because somebody did something to you, don't do nothing evil to them. Glory to God. You say, Lord, you know what, Lord, I want you to bless them, Lord. But when you're saying bless them, Lord, you're asking God to help them to see and take the blinders off their eyes so they can see Jesus. Glory to God. So they won't act like that and they won't keep coming at you like that. Glory to God. That's what you do. I know sometimes you want to be saying, get them, Jesus, get them. Yeah, but you know, know that's better to say, Lord, help them. Glory to God. Because you have to just stop and think, hold up, I got the mind of Christ now. I know he wouldn't tell me, you know, go ahead, Martha, get him. No, he wouldn't say that, you know. If I got Jesus on the inside, he'll tell me, well, listen, you pray for him, Martha. Ask him to have the mind of Christ and ask him to bless them real good. He'll bless them, you know, to help them to treat others better. Don't let them go out and hurt others that they have hurt you. Glory to God. Now, that's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, that y'all hear me on this line. The line is full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But believe me, the word will be tried. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's okay. Hallelujah. That's when you can go back to Blog Talk and listen and hear. Hallelujah. And read your Bible every day so you'll know what to do and how to do it and what to say. My God, let's move on. If it be possible, glory to God, if it be possible, okay, yeah, okay. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. You know what? You got to learn how to live at peace no matter what happens and no matter who look at you, no matter what they do, no matter how they do it and how they thought they did it. You just got to learn how to have the peace of God to rest on you, baby. You just got to have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may sit in a place which you don't like sometimes, and you may rock back and forth and say, Lord, give me your peace. Lord, keep me at peace. You don't have to speak it out. Oh, glory to God. But if you got the mind of Christ, you can say it in your mind. It's okay. Hallelujah. You're steady praying, but you're steady rocking. And they looking at you like, why is this child rocking? Because she's asking me, God, keep me at peace. Let me have peace to rest upon me, oh, Lord God. Like never before, Lord. You know, Lord God, I'm in here. Oh, my God, and I need your peace, Lord God, to rest on my shoulder. Good God Almighty. It don't matter. They ain't got to hear you. Hallelujah. But you can have it like that. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. You know, sometimes people can do stuff to you. You say, hold up, wait a minute. I'm going to get them. I'm getting them. I am getting them. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. It really is. Sometimes there are things that you have to address. It is. Amen. Glory to God. But ask God to give you the grace to do it. That's the thing. Because you don't want to go and cuss nobody out. But what you want to do is you go to them and say, look, you know, that wasn't a very good thing that you did. I really didn't like that. And it really did hurt my feelings. You know, go to them, amen, and with the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, hallelujah, in the right way, and tell them. But you know, vengeance is mine. You ain't got to say, okay, I'm going to get you. You did it, I'm going to get you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, go to them in the right way and talk to them. Glory to God. And there's some that may not listen. Well, I don't care. You know, hey, we know that too. Come on, we know it. Hallelujah. Well, it's okay. You've told them what you want to tell them, then just move on. Hallelujah. Don't let it break out in a fight section. Glory to God. Just say, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And go on about your merry way and do whatever else he's calling you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. We want to finish this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, sometimes, you know, glory to God. Yeah, if they're hungry, hallelujah, feed them. Because you know what? Sometimes when you have food and you offer, sometimes they ain't going to take it anyway. Are they going to think you're doing something to them or trying to poison them or something? They ain't going to take it anyway. But you have offered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. And if you can give them a word, if they're down and out, you give them a word and they'll listen, then still give it to them. It does not matter. Glory to God. When you're in the kingdom of God and your mind is renewed, it don't matter who come to you, amen, for a word, you're going to give it to them. You're going to give it to them. Hallelujah. You say, okay, God has opened the door for me to give a word, then I'm going to give it to you. And you know, what's wrong, my dear sister? Can I pray for you? What do you need? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will say, well, pray for yourself. I've had that to happen too. But guess what? It's okay. I didn't take it to heart. So guess what I did? Hallelujah. I said, okay, they said, pray for myself. So I still prayed for this person. I prayed for this person, and they went on a trip. And when they went on a trip, glory to God, they went up beside this big diesel truck, mirror to mirror, and they were so close that they touched each other. Glory to God. Now, just think, if I hadn't prayed like he told me to pray, Jesus had led me to pray, glory to God, just think, that could have been an accident that happened. But because I prayed, I didn't pray with them, but I prayed for them, glory to God, that stopped the accident from happening, glory to God. So you see, it don't matter. Pray anyway, glory to God. If you walk off and they don't want you, if they say, well, pray for yourself, walk off, amen. Pray for them anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have the renewed mind. Renew your mind. Renew your spirit in the word of God. So everything, hallelujah, that you need, glory to God, be on the inside. Hallelujah. The word of God will be down in there when you need it, and you can pull it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. When you need a word of healing, it's on the inside. Glory to God. When you need a word of comfort, it's on the inside. When you need a word of peace, it's on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. And we got to get back to prayer, effectual prayer, fervent prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You got to learn how to shut everything down. You know, trials come, tests come. It all comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to. Hallelujah. You got to. You got to go ahead and store it up now while you're able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I see we have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and get this caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to bring this caller in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. My God. You got to learn how, amen, to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to bring this caller in. Amen. Glory to God. Caller 610, you are live and on the air.
Hi.
Hi, caller. How you doing?
I really like your talk.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Okay, and what's your prayer request?
I pray for my physical health and mental health, emotional health and spiritual health, and I pray for higher emotional intelligence, and, you know, the same goes for my friends and family and everyone in the world.
Okay. All right. All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you have heard the request. Oh Father, we pray for her physical health, oh God. We pray mentally, Lord God, that you will stable her mind, oh God. Lord, because you said whoever keeps their mind on you, Lord, you will keep them in perfect peace, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for all family members, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, as you bring them together in unity and in spirit and in truth, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for everyone, Lord God, in the world on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we pray for the caller that's calling in, Lord God. Lord, that you would give her everything that she's asked you for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal her, Lord, right now, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, everything that's tormenting her, in the wee middles of the night, Lord. Lord God, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. She will not be tormented anymore by those spirits speaking to her right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it is so and it is done in the name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Caller, we thank you for calling in. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. My God. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We thank the caller for calling in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word on today. Hallelujah. Just remember to renew your mind by reading his word, meditating on his word in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Caller, if you would you go, hallelujah, to my Facebook page. It's Prophetess Martha Williams. And inbox me. Glory to God. I want to talk to you some more. Glory to God. Because I don't believe God is through with that yet. So just go and inbox me on Prophetess Martha Williams page on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Don't allow Satan to steal your joy. Glory to God. You allow him to take too, you give him too much room. Glory to God. You know, oh Satan, oh Satan, oh Satan. Good God Almighty, my God. Hallelujah. Now, on yesterday, Elder busted wide open. Good God Almighty. It's just like she was splitting a watermelon. She cut it open. God, hallelujah. And she cut all her heart out, but good God Almighty, she rolled it right on over because it was awesome. It was awesome. It was just awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's all ministry with you in mind. If you didn't hear it, go back and hear it. I advise you to go back and hear it. Hallelujah. Because it was just awesome. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Stop giving the enemy so much room. I hear him saying, stop giving the enemy so much room. You know, we always talk about what Satan do, but what about what Jesus is doing? Hallelujah. What about what God did on the cross for us? Hallelujah. He don't even have the keys to his own, to his kingdom. So, what? I mean, why give him so much room? Glory to God. You won't ever hear me say Satan did this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We go through trials. We go through troubles. We know he's real, but we call on Jesus more than we call on the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all better come on over here and learn some of this I got. Hallelujah. I got enough to give away. Good God Almighty. So come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's awesome. It's just awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To learn how to have that dunamis stand power so you can stay, hallelujah, stand against the wiles of the devil. Good God Almighty, my God. So y'all better come on over here on the wild team side, hallelujah, so you can learn, hallelujah, what you need. I reiterate it. You can hit apostle and hit pastor up on Facebook, and you can inbox them and let them know what you need is, hallelujah. And if you're having trouble, hallelujah, in your marriage, hallelujah, listen, you don't have to be ashamed, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. I didn't mean to go this way, but this is just the way the Lord lead me, so we're going to go with it, hallelujah, until she said my time's up, glory to God, hallelujah. You're having trouble in your marriage, go over there, hallelujah, hit them up, glory to God, because they can tell you some stuff, huh? They got the years and the experience behind it, glory to God, hallelujah. So go over and hit them up and let them know. You know, so many times people don't get what they need. That's why things fall apart. Well, you know, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, you know, yeah, we did. We divorced, glory to God, and we this and we. Yeah, but you can save it, hallelujah. Some can be saved if you go on and get what you need, hallelujah. Get prayer, get what you need, hallelujah. Get counseling. Glory to God, hallelujah. Be not afraid, hallelujah, to get what you need. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I know that was for somebody, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So somebody's marriage is in trouble. Glory to God. And he wants to save it, hallelujah. And he's sending you help right now to help save it. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and get out of here. It's time almost. She's counting down, hallelujah. I want to encourage you to go back, hallelujah, and listen to the message on today. Go back and listen to the message that came forth on Saturday, and I want you to take the break right now, and then the next voice you will hear will be Minister Elaine Jackson. She's going to be coming to you live also. And the show will start 30 minutes after this one at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So I want you to go back, hallelujah, and listen to the message that came forth. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, O Father, into what you want me to be, O God. Father God, help me to have a renewed mind, Lord God. Oh, my God, renew my spirit, Lord God. I repent for all my sins that I have committed in Jesus' name. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed born believer. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because you have given your life to Christ. And don't you go back, hallelujah, to them dry places. Don't you go back to those dry things, hallelujah, and those dead things, glory to God, my God. And we're going to go ahead on and get out of here, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And we'll see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.